Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider the support that existed for the Weimar Republic between 1924 and 1929, and we will also look at the election of President Hindenburg. Between 1924 and 1929, German politics began to seem much more stable, certainly than the years that had preceded this. The assassinations and the attempted coups, which had been a major part of the opening years of Weimar, no longer took place. However, there were still examples of violence, including street battles between the extreme left and extreme right, albeit that their actions did not enjoy mass support throughout Germany. Between 1924 and 1928, German voters showed backing for Weimar in the Reichstag elections. In 1924, 52% of voters had voted for pro-Weimar parties, but by 1928 this had increased to 73%. However, by 1933 this had again dramatically fallen, going to only 34% of voters backing pro-Weimar groups. A main problem for Weimar during this period was the unstable nature of coalitions. The Weimar election system of proportional representation meant that many, many different groups were elected and that it was almost impossible to form a majority government. Between 1924 and 1929, there were six different governments in Germany, and this instability led many voters and also politicians to question the effectiveness of democracy when they would have little influence on the outcome or that the outcome would only be a temporary one. The German voting system also caused some concerns amongst voters. Voting was done on a parliamentary list system, and this meant that it was parties and not voters that decided which individuals would become a Reichstag deputy. This largely took away the local link between politicians and their voters. Arguments between political parties also undermined democracy in Germany. Another reason for government collapse was that moderate left-wing or right-wing parties would often vote with extremists that they in fact opposed in order to defeat centrist governments. Sometimes party members would even vote against their own political party. Weimar was also suffering from a general lack of pride in it from any specific group in Germany. The Republic struggled to build national support, and the lack of any significant or prominent political figures meant that some voters became attracted instead by the idea of a strong leader. Elite members of German society also gave only limited backing to Weimar. Some industrialists believed that the welfare state was too expensive, and key groups such as churches, newspapers, teachers and the civil servants generally did not offer the Republic strong support. Another event which eventually undermined Weimar democracy was the 1925 presidential election. President Ebert had been appointed and not voted for in both 1919 and 1922, going against the constitution, which said that presidents should be elected by public vote every 7 years. However, it was eventually agreed that the first presidential elections would take place in 1925. Ebert had been expected to run and was expected almost certainly to win, but then he died suddenly before the vote took place. There was no obvious candidate from any other political party that could expect to win. And in the first round of voting, all parties put forward a candidate, but no one received the 50% plus one that was needed to win. As a result of this, another vote was held where new candidates could stand. At this point, the parties chose new candidates, or they gave their backing to the person that they thought was most likely to win. Wilhelm Marx, who was leader of the Centre Party, received the backing of the left-wing SPD. However, the communists refused to do likewise, almost certainly going back to the divide between the communists and social democrats, which had existed since the 1919 Spartacist revolt. Right-wing parties persuaded Paul von Hindenburg, who was a World War I hero, to stand as their national candidate for the DNVP. In the second round of voting, the results were as follows. Hindenburg received 14.7 million votes, equivalent to 48%. Marx, for the Centre Party, but backed by left-wing groups such as the Social Democrats, received 13.8 million votes, or equivalent to 45%. However, the Communist candidate Fehlmann received 1.9 million votes, equivalent to 6%. As Hindenburg had the most votes in the second round, although not more than half, he was elected president. However, it was possible that had the Communists voted for the centre candidate Marx, that he would instead have been appointed. During Hindenburg's presidency, he generally upheld the constitution, and he acted more equivalent to a constitutional monarch, not generally directly intervening in policy. It may also be said that Hindenburg's reputation may have won the Republic more support from those who were unsure about the possibility of democracy succeeding. However, Hindenburg was also pressured from the right to introduce changes which would have a huge impact, and his ultimate regular use of Article 48 to pass laws meant that it was possible that another leader would come in and believe he no longer needed to rely on democracy or the Reichstag.